The incoming Obama administration will be taking a hard look at how this country is dealing with terrorism suspects. One of those suspects is Fahad Hashmi, a 28-year-old Muslim American awaiting trial in a Manhattan prison. He's accused of providing material support to Al-Qaeda. From New York, NPR's Dina Temple-Raston begins her report by speaking with the suspect's brother.
Fasil Hashmi wasn't sure what to think when he found three FBI agents filling the doorway of his family's apartment. Then they told him. Fasil's younger brother had been arrested on terrorism charges.
And I was thinking to myself, you know, is my brother safe? Is my brother okay? What's going on? What's the conditions he has been in?
Fasil Hashmi recalls the scene. He buzzed the men into the lobby of the Queens high-rise where the Hashmis have lived for the past 25 years. He waited for the men to appear in the hallway. They flashed their badges as they stepped into the family's small two-bedroom apartment.
It wasn't just one thought going through my mind. It was a stream of 1,000 thoughts going through my mind.
While the Justice Department won't comment on the case, a lot can be learned from the indictment against Fahad Hashmi. The principal charge is that he allowed an Al-Qaeda operative to store a suitcase in his London apartment. It was filled with rain ponchos, waterproof socks, and raincoats. And that gear allegedly ended up at an Al-Qaeda camp in Pakistan.
He was charged on a U.S. indictment for material support.
Sean Maher is Hashmi's lawyer.
Not because Mr. Hashmi is a member of Al-Qaeda, not because Mr. Hashmi gave any money or military gear to anyone to Al-Qaeda, but because over 2 years earlier, he allowed this person to keep that suitcase with the waterproof socks and ponchos in his apartment.
As much as Hashmi's lawyer insists this is all about a suitcase, it isn't. What alarmed authorities was Fahad Hashmi's relationship with an Islamic fundamentalist group known as ALM. Again, his brother, Fasil.
He was a very devout Muslim. He was very sincere Muslim. You know, we're talking about his academic inspiration and intellectual awakening. It had an Islamic flavor to it. And he was a very vocal proponent of Islam. You know, in a post-9/11 world, that doesn't really fly.
ALM preaches nonviolence, but some of its members have taken another path. A handful of ALM followers in Britain were convicted of plotting to detonate fertilizer bombs against targets in the UK.
The association with the fertilizer group in England is a red flag for American law enforcement.
That's Karen Greenberg. She's the executive director of New York University's Law and Security Center, which, among other things, tracks terrorism cases.
There are certain affiliations that just have to be paid attention to.
No one has accused Hashmi of anything violent, but the question is whether his affiliations amount to terrorism.
I think it could be a test case, and the test case would be the court's attitude towards risk. And what our courts have not done is to create some kind of scale of risk and what they're willing to take on.
Until now, there has been zero tolerance for risk. Critics of U.S. detention policies have long argued that innocent men and low-level foot soldiers have been swept up with hardcore fighters and terrorist commanders. Greenberg says Hashmi's case could end up as a legal vehicle to begin drawing such distinctions.
We are in a position now that we feel that we know enough, that our law enforcement is good enough, that we are willing to take a certain kind of risk. And we trust ourselves that if we're not finding the evidence we need, then we're going to do what we do in other cases, and we're going to let them go. But they're not going to get by us.
Fahad Hashmi's trial is expected to begin early next year. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News, New York.